जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद नित्याय गौरांग नित्याय गौरांग नित्याय गौरांग गौर हरि Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Sakshinandana, Jaya Sakshinandana, Jaya Sakshinandana Gaurahari. Jaya Sakshinandana, Jaya Sakshinandana, Jaya Sakshinandana Gaurahari. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Gaurahari. Krishna Hare Hare Govinda Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Guru Bhakta Vrinda His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. His Confounder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Prabhupada Ki. Sri Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki. Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, entitled Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. We're going to read text 3 through 5. Purvarite Prabhu Age Gamana Karila Jijadan Rishim Hakshetre Kata Dinegela Translation according to his previous program, Lord Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went forward on his tour. And after some days, arrived at the place of pilgrimage known as Jijada Nishimha. Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada, the Jijada Nishimha temple is situated on the top of a hill about 5 miles away from Vishakhapatana. There is a railway station on the South Indian Railway known as Simhachala. The temple known as Simhachala is the best temple in the vicinity of Vishakhapatana. This temple is very affluent and is a typical example of an architecture of the area. In one stone tablet, it is mentioned that formerly a queen covered the deity with gold plate. This is mentioned in the Vishakhapatana Gazetteer. About the temple, there are residential quarters for the priests and devotees. Indeed, at the present moment, there are many residential quarters to accommodate visiting devotees. The original deity is situated within the depth of the temple, but there is another deity, a duplicate, known as Vijayamurti. This smaller deity can be moved from the temple and taken on public processions. Priests, who generally belong to the Ramanuja Sampradaya, are in charge of the deity worship. Number four, Nisimha Dekiya Kaila Dhandavat Pranati. Prema Veshe Kaila Bahu Nritya Gita Stuti. Translation, after seeing the deity, Lord Nrisimha in the temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his respectful obeisances by falling flat. Then, in ecstatic love, he performed various dances, chanted, and offered prayers. Text number five. Sri Nrisimha Jaya Nrisimha Jaya Nrisimha Dev. Praladesa Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Vringa. This brings me memories. When I was a bhakta, we used to chant this, and that's the tune I learned. Sri Nrisimha Jaya Nrisimha Jaya Nrisimha Dev. Peace to somebody. Jaya Nrisimha Jaya Nrisimha Dev. Praladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Vringa. Praladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Vringa. Synonym, Sri Nrisimha. Lord Nrisimha with Lakshmi. Jaya Nrisimha. All glories to Lord Nrisimha. Jaya Jaya. Again and again glories. Nrisimha. To Nrisimhadev. Prahlada Isha. To the Lord of Prahlad Maharaj. Jai. All glories. Padma. Of the goddess of fortune. Mukha Padma. Of the lotus-like face. Vringa. The bee. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Nrisimhadev, all glories to Nrisimhadev, who is the Lord of Prahlad Maharaj. And like the honeybee, is always engaged in beholding the lotus-like face of the goddess of fortune. Please repeat. All glories to Nrisimhadev.
All glories to Nrisimhadev.
Who is the Lord of Prahlad Maharaj. And like the honeybee, is always engaged in beholding the lotus-like face of the goddess of fortune. Purport. The goddess of fortune is always embraced by Lord Nrisimhadev. This is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first and tenth cantos by the great commentators Srila Sridhara Swami. The following verse was composed by Srila Sridhara Swami in his commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam 10.87.1. Vagisha yasya bhavani lakshmi yasya cha vakshasi yasyaste hridaya sanvit tam nrisimham aham bhaje. Quote, Lord Nrisimhadev is always assisted by Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, and he is always embracing to his chest the goddess of fortune. The Lord is always complete in knowledge within himself, and let us offer obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev. Unquote. Similarly, in the commentary of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.1, Sridhara Swami describes Lord Nrisimhadev in this way. Pralada hridaya yaladam bhakta vidya vidaranam sharad indu ruchin vande parindra bhadanam harim. Quote, let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev, who is always enlightened in Prahlad Maharaj within his heart, and who always kills the nations that attack the devotees. His mercy is distributed like moonshine, and his face is like that of a lion. Let me offer my obeisances unto him again and again. Omagyanata mirandasya kinangana shalakaya shakshuru militanje yenitasmai sri. Amagyanachimirandasya, Ginangranashalakaya, Shakshiru Militanjena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Vancha kalpatarivischa, kripasindhavyaiva cha, patitanam bhavnivyo vaishnavyo namonoha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Siva Sarigaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the beginning of this wonderful chapter, Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita. The talks between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy. It's interesting that Ramananda Roy actually later in this chapter is going to be engaged in talking very confidential matters of between Radha and Krishna. The interesting point is that the topics of the love between Radha and Krishna are launched by referring to Lord Nrsimhadev. So that's what the writer, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, is pointing to. And of course, it follows the fact that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing his pilgrimage, walking, you know, to these temples, this place is a pilgrimage. And so as a biographer, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions that. In verse number three, the very first in this series of verses, it is said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was engaged in pilgrimage, setting the example, of course, for devotees who also go on pilgrimage. Coming to the temple actually is a pilgrimage. Generally speaking, people are not very much engaged in religious activities or in transcendental activities when they are at home, generally speaking. So people do pilgrimages to holy places. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is setting the example here. In the next verse, again, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is setting the standard of how devotees should behave in the temple. When he is in the presence of the deity, the Lord fell flat on the ground to offer his respects. That's what we do every day ourselves. And then what do? Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you get up and in ecstasy you begin to dance. That's what we do every day. And we chant and we offer prayers. So this is the Krishna consciousness movement as we know it today. Is actually the whole thing was schemed by Lord Chaitanya. This is not schemed by a conditioned soul. It is not devised or set up by on the basis of mundane understanding of mundane scholastics or mundane knowledge. It's basically the Lord setting the example. That's why Srila Prabhupada explains in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita that when Krishna notices in Kali Yuga that people are having a hard time even understanding Bhagavad Gita, let alone following Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna decides to come down again. That's an avatar. Avatar means to crossing over into the material, so-called material world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does the ABC. He said, okay, you don't know how to do it. I told you in the Bhagavad Gita what to do, but you don't know what to do. Okay, let me show you how to do it. Here I am, I'm going down. Here I am, I'm dancing. Here I am, I'm talking. Here I am, I'm preaching. So the Lord does it, and he sets the motion of this great movement of Krishna consciousness. This is why Prabhupada explains many times when he came to the West that this Krishna consciousness movement is historically authorized. If you think that he mentions that in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, it is historically authorized because there is an incarnation, a historical incarnation of the Supreme Lord himself 500 and some years ago, who started it, who founded it, and he told us how to do it and what to do. It says here, the Lord, when he saw the deity, he fell flat, paying obeisances. Then he danced to please the deity. Then he offered prayers. Then he did all these things. So the Krishna consciousness movement, as we know it today, is a direct manifestation of the will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are, basically, if you are in the Krishna consciousness movement, you are in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. This is not a temporary religious manifestation of some Hindu person or some Hindu religion. This is actually manifested by the Lord himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On account of the fact that it is very difficult to follow and even to understand Krishna Bhagavad Gita. Not many people understand Bhagavad Gita, right? I mean, it's taken me a while to figure it out. Bhagavad Gita is highly technical in philosophy, highly technical in religious discourse, and one really has to apply oneself emotionally, psychologically, physically even, to understand Bhagavad Gita. One of the things that Prabhupada was very clever in setting up this Krishna consciousness movement is that Prabhupada established certain ways of doing austerity. Because a person who doesn't do austerity, that's the physical realm of the body, you deprive the body voluntarily, you deprive the body of certain things. You can't eat certain things, you can't drink certain things, you know, like that. You reduce, you calibrate your sleeping, you calibrate your senses, you regulate your senses. That's a big shock to somebody who's not used to it. But that is required. There is that physical involvement that enables the body to kind of slow down. You slow down the senses. You slow down sense gratification. That's austerity. That's tapasya. And that enables the mind to remain less agitated. And as time goes by, as you become more adept at exercising this self-discipline of the body and the mind, then the intelligence becomes clarified. And as that happens, then you begin to understand what Bhagavad Gita is. Krishna begins to reveal himself. You hear the devotees talking about Krishna. You hear Prabhupada talking about Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita. Then you begin to hear Krishna himself. When you get the slokas from the Bhagavad Gita, that austerity that you did begins to pay off. But it still is very difficult. So Krishna, sitting within the heart of our hearts, he can understand the things. One of the characteristics of one of the functions of Paramatma, the super soul, is that he's monitoring what's going on in our minds. He's there to help. Not because he's spying on you, but he just wants to help. And so, then Krishna, when he realizes that it's so difficult to practice Bhagavad Gita, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, I mean, it is difficult. Even Arjuna himself tells Krishna, right after Krishna says it, Arjuna said, "Hey Krishna, this is wait a minute, this is way too radical. I can't do it. I can't control the mind. Then Krishna tells you how to control the mind. Still for us today, in this day and age, it's still difficult. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes down. It's Krishna himself, the combined form of Radha and Krishna. And throughout the Bhagavad Gita, and very pretty much at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains how bhakti is actually overwhelms everything. How love of God really overwhelms all the technicalities of yoga, all the technicalities of jnana, all the technicalities of karma. It's all subdued by the overwhelming influence of love. The very end of the last chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Bhaktya mamma vijanati, only through devotion and love I'm understood. Javan jasya smita totoha, in truth, that's what it is. And so, that portion of the Bhagavad Gita, bhakti, is actually fully manifested in the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so he tells us what to do. And this few shlokas here is telling us, is so pregnant with meaning about these things. So we should not think that being a member of the Krishna Conscious Movement is just another religious Hindu thing, or, you know, just another way to get to God, or it's a very special way to get to Krishna. Because it's set out by Krishna himself, it's set out by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the combined form, the loving form of Sri Radha and Krishna. When Krishna culminates his discussion in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lives it daily. And he overwhelms all the devotees. I mean, we've seen this in the previous readings of Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu overwhelms everybody. And there's still more to come. So, the last verse of this group of verses is talking about Lorna Shingadev. We know from the Bhagavatam that Lorna Shingadev gets really angry. Actually, the personification of anger in God is actually manifesting Lorna Shingadev. You don't find many places in which Krishna gets angry in his lilas. I mean, well, he's fighting the demons probably, but the real manifestation of anger, that personification of the Lord into an angry mood, is really fully described and fully portrayed in the avatar Nrisimhadev, Nrisimha avatar. Yet, in this verse, we are told that Lord Nrisimhadev is subdued by the love of Lakshmi. See the thing here? See how it's actually, in the end, even though God can get angry, God does get angry to protect his devotees, Prahlad Maharaj. In the end, Lord Nrisimhadev, characteristic of Lord Nrisimhadev is not that he's angry, but rather that he's very loving. And that's portrayed in the last verse of this reading. So, we should understand then that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no matter what the manifestation he may come in, Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, love overwhelms. Love is the common denominator. That love between Radha and Krishna, that sometimes manifests between Lord Nrisimhadev, Lakshmiji, the reflection of that love, Radha and Krishna, is everywhere. In fact, in the material world, we also are overwhelmed by that love. People love not because, in the end, people are loving others, not because it's a material manifestation of a material feeling,
of a material body, but it's actually the manifestation of the soul trying to love. It is said that we are parts and parcels of Krishna. Krishna himself declares that. And if we are parts and parcels of Krishna, our capacity to love is actually a reflection of Krishna's capacity to love. In the material world, we love the wrong things, and we love in the wrong way, because we're trying to exercise our loving propensity away from Krishna, not involving Krishna. So, love conquers everything. How do they say? This is saying in English. Love conquers all, or something like that. I can't remember. And that's true, because it's efficient Krishna's love. The one in the material world is loving, is trying to love somebody. And Prabhupada explains in Nectar of Devotion that if we put the propensity of loving towards Krishna, towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we'll be fully satisfied. In the material world, we love, but that love is interrupted. It's interrupted all the time. It's interrupted by material bodies. It's interrupted by material desires. It's interrupted by material circumstances. You may find a so-called soulmate, but that's interrupted by death. Everything is interrupted here. But it's meant to be that way. The material world is designed to be that way. That for some reason we had to get the message that this is not the place to love. So, any questions? Comments? Prabhu, what's your take on this thing? You want to say something? It doesn't work? Any comments from the ladies' side? Come on, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Actually, they are really interested in the Bhagavad Gita because they've heard of it in their religion classes.
Right. Right. No, of course, we should always encourage everyone to, to read the Bhagavad Gita. Even if the benefit is there, there is no question about it. It's spoken by Krishna himself. Now, of course, we have the Bhagavad Gita as it is. And in fact, when we were distributing books many years ago, we were told that for every Bhagavad Gita you distribute, you already made a devotee. Yeah, it's down the road. That Bhagavad Gita is going to make one devotee at least. Yeah, we should, of course. It is great. I mean, yeah, of course. If we get Bhagavad Gita studied academically, even in university and colleges in this country or in any country, that's a great achievement. Prabhupada wanted that. Srila Prabhupada wanted his books to be studied in the universities. Because even though somebody may take Bhagavad Gita in academic sense, eventually that Bhagavad Gita is going to touch the soul. There's no way that Bhagavad Gita as it is, as Prabhupada wrote it, is not going to make devotees. Even though somebody may take it, you know, like academically or whichever way, or even sometimes, you know, like when I read Bhagavad Gita first time, it was I couldn't understand Bhagavad Gita. All the Sanskrit terms and it was difficult. And so, but that difficulty actually kind of was made it more interesting, because so far till that point in my life, every book I read I understood, but not this one. And so that kind of my interest sparkled even further and said, I gotta understand what this is. What are they talking about? And so obviously, even just holding the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada said, even just holding the book, there is benefit. So book distributors, the preachers of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, those devotees who are still going out distributing books, they're very dear to Krishna because of that. So we should encourage everyone to study Bhagavad Gita, academically or non-academically, whichever way, somehow or other, get a Bhagavad Gita or give Bhagavad Gita to someone. That's what we should do, definitely. And in the end, it's the sincerity of the reader that's going to bring them closer to Krishna. Because Krishna is there within the heart. Krishna is listening, Krishna is witnessing. And Krishna makes the arrangements. And it doesn't mean that we should be anxious when we're distributing books, when we are preaching Krishna consciousness. We should not be anxious to see the results right away, immediately. Krishna takes care of those things. We are only the instruments of Krishna's preaching. We are the instruments of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. We were reading through 3 weeks ago when I was reading that verse in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, whatever town you're in, whatever your hometown is, just preach Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And just become a guru right there. Wherever you are. Middle no. Well, this is love right here. We're talking about love. Everything about Krishna is about love. There's no dry dealings here. It's everything is...
It's very important what she said. When Prabhupada in 67, 68, there was no Shrimad Bhagavad Gita.
Right. Right, I remember that.
So then he felt very awkward because the night before he heard that how my body is so bad.
Yeah.
So then he was looking at Prabhupada's face and he's telling everybody to have his copy of his Gita. Then Prabhupada says, okay, you can read the sloka and translation, but do not read the Bible. So then, because that's the facility was there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, think about it. Bhagavad Gita has been available for a long time to Europeans and to some extent to the bright Americans. But Bhagavad Gita didn't do that much influence until Bhagavad Gita as it is came into the picture. When Bhagavad Gita as it is was presented to the world took it. Up to that point, like Prabhupada said in the introduction, there had been so many editions of the Bhagavad Gita. But no impact. Just a handful of people. Love, that's love, like she was saying. There is not only, it's Bhagavad Gita, the Krishna Conscious Movement is not a dry lifestyle. It's not a dry philosophy. Nothing is dry here. We see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita here how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so loving and how his relationship with his devotees are always, sometimes may chastise them, but there's love involved in that. Or, you know, whatever pastime you see, Krishna is always loving. Krishna is so loving that when he kills, he's also loving. Yes, Prabhu?
When you say it's not dry, then it's like a thing or something. What's the positive way of saying not dry? What's it for?
It's just lots of taste. It's ruchi. There is don't you love Krishna? Don't we love Krishna? Who wouldn't love Krishna? Once you get to know Krishna, who doesn't want to hang around? Who doesn't want to be a friend to the most powerful person ever, the most beautiful person ever, to the wisest person, to more knowledgeable, to the wealthiest person? Who doesn't want to be hanging around that person? Yes, Prabhu. The books, Prabhupada's books, are amazingly wonderful. The way I got Bhagavad Gita, it was by mistake. The book came addressed to the wrong name. It came in the mail. It came addressed with the wrong name, but to our address, my parents' address. It was the right address, but the wrong name. And so we didn't know what to do with it, so I just opened it, and there it is, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. And so, because we could get into the neighbors if we knew the neighbor, but this name was nowhere known in our street. So, and it was addressed to my parents' address. And so I opened it up, and you never know what the Bhagavad Gita will do. So, I mean, talking about love, you know, I was thinking the other day, in the material world, when we love somebody, we do a lot of sacrifice for that person. Like, for example, when somebody's dying, if your spouse is dying, let's say, God forbid, but it happens all the time, people go to the deathbed of this person, right? Like when my father was very sick, my mother was there all the time with my father and at the hospital. But after a while, you know, after weeks and, you know, after 2 months, my mother has to do stuff. She has to step out while my father's there, you know, in coma. So, still love there, of course, but that love cannot continue. And in the end, we had to pull the plug because my father couldn't survive without machines anymore. So my mother said, "We can't, you know, we're not going to let our father suffer like this, so let's pull the plug. Because you got to go on with your life. My mother has to still do other things, blah, blah, blah." But imagine Krishna sitting within the heart for thousands of lifetimes, sitting next to you, just waiting. That's love. Krishna's not giving up. Imagine that. When we are not in Krishna consciousness, we are in a comatose stage. Prabhupada used that analogy of being in coma, an illusion, and yet Krishna is sitting right there, waiting. That's really love. Nobody can match that love. And that is the love of Krishna for the soul. It's all about love. There is nothing that is not saturated with love. That is God. That is Krishna. Any more comments? Yes, Mataji.
for what
right.
he does, if you don't create a relationship, then that person is going to remain pretty to you, beautiful, attractive, but you're never going to go to the depth of a relationship knowing and loving and caring for that person.
Right.
So it's in both ways, with the devotees and with Krishna.
Yeah, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada says that one little step you do towards Krishna, Krishna gives 10 steps towards you. What does that mean? What does it mean that when you, just one little step towards Krishna, he goes 10 steps towards you? That is how anxious Krishna is for our love. Now, of course, Krishna is Atmarama. Krishna, in fact, is self-sufficient, self-satisfied. But yet there is that achintya nature of Krishna, achintya veda veda tattva, that even though Krishna is self-satisfied, doesn't need anyone, doesn't require anything, he's just Krishna. Only Krishna can be Krishna. So yet, because we are parts and parcels of Krishna, that love is there in Krishna towards us. But it's a dual thing, you know, it's like any loving relationship, you got to do something. That's what Krishna said. Listen, if you, is he still in the Bhagavad Gita? Okay, you can't do this, you can't do that, but at least give me a leaf, give me a little bit of water. Just bring it to me every day. And so that's the relationship you're talking about. How can we get to know Krishna? By doing things for Krishna. How do we get to know Krishna? By hearing others about Krishna, bona fide devotees. This is why it's so important to hear properly, from the proper source. Because if we hear from the wrong source, like Prabhu Prangavinda was saying, you know, Prabhu was using that Bhagavad Gita from the Mayavadis. Prabhu said, let's get the Sanskrit right. The Sanskrit is right. Because Sanskrit is a Sanskrit, but forget about the commentators. So, this is why this is called a parampara situation. The Krishna Consciousness Movement, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is actually a manifestation of Lord Chaitanya's Mahaprabhu's mercy. Because our only aim is to spread Krishna consciousness. We have no other business here. We're not interested in accumulating wealth, accumulating women, accumulating fame or followers. We're just interested in the spirit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to give Krishna to others. And the more we do that, the more Krishna gives himself to us. That's the way to know Krishna, like you were saying. You want to get to know Krishna? Go preach Krishna consciousness. Take the risk. Take whatever it takes, do it, and then you will see Krishna start pouring himself into your life. Any other comments? Well, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.